We're joined here at halftime of Ferris State football against Grand Valley State by two former Bulldog football players, longtime alums in Darryl Spaulding and John Bayless, both key figures here in Football Alumni Weekend. And guys, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. The drive up 131 was pleasant.
Well, Darryl, talk about how this event came to fruition, having the Football Alumni Weekend.
Well, it started out 3 years ago, just having a get-together between Bob Alger, Tom Marvin, and myself, players that I played with, and we thought about doing a COSO era reunion. And we put it in motion, had about 100, 110 people show up for that game. It was against Michigan Tech, a rainy, drizzly day, and the sun popped out at the end for the end of the victory, so that was pretty special. And unfortunately, Nick was not – he had actually passed away before the game, so it was kind of a somber, but – we all felt him still being here. So we did – the school was gracious enough to do the coin flip recognition and being out there where Nick walked the sidelines made us all have some flashbacks. So that's how it got kicked off. And then we did the following memorial when they did the plaque recognition last year for homecoming. And then now we're here today with all decades. And I'm really, really going to be fired up about the turnout or the turnout that we're having. That's just phenomenal in my opinion. So it's – social media has been great. I've started a page 3.5 years ago just to get certain people back together, and now it's almost 500 strong on the page.
Talk about how that page, that Facebook page, has been instrumental in reconnecting former Ferris State football players.
Well, social media in general, the ultimate benefit is the reconnection. We have our own personal families, and then we have the dog family. And the dog family is just nothing but camaraderie in the best amount of ways. These are guys that you did blood, sweat, and tears with. You know, we went through our being from 18 to being men, and then we've gone off since we graduated and had our own families, etc. And now we're at a point where the smiles that you see every day from this event, everybody goes home with cramps in their faces, what I call it, just from smiling and laughing so much. So it's just something that's very, very special. I'm glad I got back into it. Prior to that Michigan Tech game, three falls ago, I was not up here since 1984. So just seeing the campus effect changes and everything else, and it's been really, really good. It's been a good ride. Okay. Plus, unfortunately, I got to meet John Bayless. So I guess I'll turn it over to him and let, because he's been here so much, I'm always asking for confirmation. Does this page return any benefit that you guys are seeing?
Well, yeah, thanks. I mean, one of the things I think that was beneficial was with Darryl's page, and then last February we had a sideline meeting with Perk Weisberger, myself, Dan Collins, who's the president of the Gridiron Club, and the coaches, and Perk just said, well, we ought to have just a day dedicated to the football alumni. So he's looking at the schedule, and the first thing that shows up is, well, there's one on October 21st, Grand Valley. Went, that would be perfect. Mentioned it to Darryl before it even could go anywhere. It was on the page, and it gained a life of its own, and it couldn't be better timing for this whole event. Extremely exciting. And you know, it's really funny. Nick's words were always, you live and die together in the trenches, and that's it. We're here. So it's living the life here.
And the thing that's really good is there's probably 20 or 30 people, just like my story, hadn't been here for 30 years or 20 years. They're here today, and they're all thanking me, and I guess, you know, there's some drudgery time for doing all this stuff, because, you know, this is one day out of the year, but then you do a lot of other stuff and keep it in touch. So the page has been a very good vehicle, but you have Instagram, you have Twitter, you have all this. So I've actually got delegates now signing up to do the other ones, and of course your own organization spreads it out on all social media.
Well, we certainly appreciate everything you both do. John, I know you've been around for some time. You come back for the golf outing, some of these other events. What's it like to come back and get a chance to reconnect with your former teammates?
It's just words can't describe the fun that we have and the craziness. And we tell the same stories. They get embellished every time. But you live for that. You really do. That whole weekend, you know, you used to need the vacation after that weekend because it would just drain you. So just seeing people and hanging out and reliving and rehashing all the old times, it's fantastic. And you know, I can't express, I guess, enough how good that is to get that reconnection, and you get people coming in for the golf outing. That's a huge event, and I would like to see that get bigger, only from the standpoint just to get more of our old dogs in here. This is what it's all about, and it's been wonderful. At homecoming, we had a few guys come in I hadn't seen in 40 years since I played, and honest to Pete, you know, you don't, they all look but basically the same. We all look a little bit less for wear, but honestly, it's such a perfect timing, and this is a brotherhood. It's a fraternity of its own self, and so just, you know, I can't say enough good things about it. So I'm really happy to be here and to be a part of it. That's what's exciting for me.
Daryl, you mentioned earlier the different generations. Talk about, you know, we've got guys here today from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, Paul Wiseman from the 40s.
Exactly. That story you did with Paul was just, to me, that's a testimony as to why we do this. I mean, when I was watching that video and that interview you did, just thinking about his era of teammates were in a battle 6 months prior, and now they're going to school and playing football. You know, these people had bullets and grenades and bombs flying around them from that time period. So it just gives you a reflection point with never having to deal with that. And then when I came here, it was great. You know, you competed. But I the funny part was Paul's comment saying, you couldn't control us. So that, just hearing that story and hearing him tell things was just, you know, you felt like a kinship to him. So that's awesome. And then as far as the all decades, so... It's a lot to do if you try to do it by yourself. In the typical teamwork, I started having the concept of developing decade captains for each decade's range from 50, 60, 60, 70, 80, all the way up to 2010, and now it's going to go forward. So I have a good base between 60s and 90s now. So if anybody hears this that wants to join and be captains and rebond, and I need 2010s and I need 2000 captains to step up, so... We've got the footwork in place. We're looking for more people so that we can even drive 1,000 people in this end zone. Because that end zone, Grand Valley's noticing it, and they don't like it.
While we're at it, tell some of the fans out there that maybe aren't in tune with the page how they can find the Facebook page out there.
So if you're on Facebook, it's pretty simple. Just go into the search bar, punch in Ferris State Football, actually Ferris State Bulldog, and that's dog, D-A-W-G. Just ask to join. You can see all the content, but ask to join. I get to be the filter, so I'll plug you in. Answer the real brief question of what's your relationship with Ferris? Because we're trying to keep it exclusive. It's all about being sports. There's no drama on the page. If there's drama, it's somebody complaining about how their tickets were lost and they had to do something. So that's about the extent of any drama. So this is drama-free zone.
And we did include also the cheerleaders from the
same. Yes, absolutely. We got tickets. Cheerleaders as well. Now, that's a challenge because most of the cheerleaders had their maiden names, so tracking them down has been a real challenge. So please, cheerleaders, we have a captain dedicated to you. Her name is Mary Beth Merrill. Find her on Facebook and let her know that you're interested in getting on the communication trail with us.
Absolutely.
For either one of you, I know you guys played back 70s, 80s. Any thoughts of trying to get back out there and playing against Grand Valley here today?
As soon as I get my hip replaced, I'll let you know.
I'm a little, I'm not quite ready yet, but maybe, you know, another year I'll be ready. So, no, it's exciting. It's just remarkable to watch these guys play. The caliber of football is unsurpassed. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, so. the evolution of just the game, yeah. And then the athletes. I mean, the one statistic that always gets me, and I salute Coach Anise for this, I think it was against Saginaw, rainy day. He had 25 minutes of ball possession for an offense. He ran 80 plays, or close to it. I'm going, we didn't even run 80 in a practice. So it's just the evolution of the offense, and then the specimen of the athletes has just grown tremendously.
Finally here, talking about this current year's team, an event like this obviously goes a long ways towards building support for what we hope is a championship team.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and I really think this weekend might be considered a watershed because we're putting some foundation changes in. We really can't change some of those, but we really want to do an outreach to the community, the commerce, access to the school, the campus. I got exposed to North Dakota State getting recruited when I was out of high school. And they were a Division II school, but they had a vision of what they really wanted it to be. That when they have game day, the whole town closes down and everybody goes, and it's a sea of red. They had 20,000 people at a Division III football game. And now they're Division One. They've won countless championships. It's just the mass inertia of that energy then goes through the players and the performance and the win-loss record. So I would love to model that if we could do that. And I think Big Rapids is a perfect town for that.
Well, guys, we certainly appreciate all the efforts that you both put into this, and hoping for a great weekend here and a Bulldog victory.
Well,
thank you.
Let's put the chin straps a little tighter.
Really.
We'll be back with more halftime coverage after this two-minute break on Sunny 97.3.
You've not done that. Keep on saying, okay, this is...